This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, July 15th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Indiana farmer and Trump backer recounts shooting at rally. Biden condemns violence. And BLM sued over land management rule. Ag leader recounts rally assassination attempt. Kip Thom, who's co-leading the Farmers and Ranchers for Trump Coalition, literally had a front row seat at the Pennsylvania rally where former President Trump was shot on Saturday. Trump had invited Thom to the rally and the two had a short meeting before the event. Thom told AgriPulse yesterday, "I knew right away it was gunfire," Thom said, describing the shots that occurred as Trump turned to look at some immigration statistics that were being displayed. Thom said he was impressed by the resolve of the rally attendees, many of whom had been there all day waiting for Trump's late afternoon appearance. They didn't rush the gates, they stuck around. Trump got up and did the fist pump, and the next thing you know, folks are chanting USA, USA, and applauding. Thom, an Indiana farmer who is a delegate to the convention, said he expected Republicans in Milwaukee this week to be even more energized as a result of the attack on Trump. "It can't help but affect in a positive way, I think," he said. On tap today, today's RNC theme is Make America Wealthy Once Again. The focus will be on the president's economic policies. Check out our coverage of the convention from Philip Brasher and Lydia Johnson at AgriPulse.com. Biden condemns assassination attempt on Trump. President Biden said he spoke with Trump on Saturday after the shooting. "I'm sincerely grateful that he's doing well and recovering," Biden said Sunday. "There is no place in America for this kind of violence, or for any violence for that matter," Biden said in a short statement. He and his wife Jill also said of the man who was killed, firefighter Corey Compertori, "He was protecting his family from the bullets that were being fired and he lost his life. God love him." The assassination attempt on Trump has relegated somewhat to the background of the debate among Democrats over whether Biden should be his party's nominee, but it hasn't silenced it completely, even as Biden insists he is the best person to defeat Trump. 19 Democratic House members and one senator, Peter Welch of Vermont, have called on Biden to step aside. Groups sue over BLM land management rule. 12 agricultural, mining, and energy groups are suing the Bureau of Land Management over its recent rule putting land protection and restoration on equal footing with grazing, energy development, and other land uses. BLM maintains that it has properly interpreted the intent of the Federal Land Policy and Management Act, but the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and other groups allege in the lawsuit that by allowing leases for conservation, the agency has, quote, "converted a statute for managing the productive use of lands into one of non-use," and that gives BLM, quote, "the power to set aside land for conservation, which Congress has reserved itself or elsewhere has granted in tightly limited circumstances." The groups also argue the rule is, quote, "arbitrary and capricious and offers virtually no guidance as to when land can or will be set aside for mitigation or restoration and areas of critical environmental concern." The BLM's rule upends this multiple-use system by creating a brand new use for federal lands without congressional approval and in conflict with existing federal law, NCBA President Mark Isley said in a press release. Other groups on the lawsuit, which was filed in Wyoming, include the Public Lands Council, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and the American Sheep Industry Association. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Milk marketing order proposal out for comment today. USDA's proposal to revise milk marketing orders is out for formal comment in the Federal Register today until September 13th. The proposal would restore a rule that makes the Class 1 milk price the higher of the price of Class 3, that's milk sold for cheese, and Class 4, butter and milk powder for the month, plus a differential that would vary by location, AgriPulse reported July 1st. There also would be a new pricing formula for extended shelf life milk. After USDA issues a final rule, probably this fall, producers get to vote on it. The American Farm Bureau Federation said when the proposal was announced that it was disappointed in changes, quote, that will benefit processors without regard for producers at a time when dairy farmers are struggling and many have gone out of business. USDA missed opportunities to improve and update price formulas. Finally, here's today's He Said It. An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation. Everything. It's not who we are as a nation. It's not America. And we cannot allow this to happen. That President Joe Biden on Sunday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, July 15th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.